Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Thanks and praise to you, Almighty God, for all the blessings of your good creation, especially the blessing of your mercy and grace by which we know your promise of forgiveness for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. Keep us, we pray, in the one true faith. Grant us true unity of faith in your whole church. Lord, in your mercy, grant peace and unity in our nation and around the world, that your word may have free course, calling all people to the blessing of eternal life. Lord, in your mercy, by your blessing, strengthen and enable all who labor, especially those whose work is difficult or dangerous, and keep in safety all who travel. Lord, in your mercy, for all those in need, for the hungry and homeless, for the widowed and orphan, for the sick, especially we remember Alicia and Miles, Pastor Lucky and the whole family, rejoicing with the gift of new life brought into the world. And we pray for those who are hurting, those who are named in the bulletin, and those who are, we now mention in our hearts. For the dying and those who care for them, surround them with your blessing of health and healing. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy, through your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is a new testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me."